You're listening to SBS News.
It was the middle of the night, and then disaster struck.
We were sleeping when the earthquake struck. It was 2 o'clock in the morning when it hit, and we fled our houses. Several of our neighbours were killed. They have already been buried.
Abdul Majid is just one of thousands of villages in the remote southeast region of the country that was hit by the sixth magnitude quake. He says they see destruction everywhere, with thousands of homes destroyed and at least 1,150 killed, according to authorities. Those who were barely scraping by have lost everything. Many have yet to be visited by aid groups, which are struggling to reach the afflicted areas on rutted roads. Shadi Thakral is the World Food Programme's Afghanistan spokeswoman.
Afghanistan was already reeling from decades of conflict, years of drought, the pandemic, and now this crippling economic crisis. So the earthquake to the east of the country has really added additional burden to resources, to food assistance, and this is why we appeal to the international community to please not to forget Afghanistan and please to continue to support the people here who desperately need your help.
The WFP has sent 18 trucks filled with high-energy biscuits to feed people in the country's remote areas. UNICEF is also working in the stricken region, and spokeswoman Samantha Mort says it's been a major operation.
UNICEF has been on the ground since early on Wednesday. We had mobile health and nutrition teams down in the affected communities providing first aid to those who were injured. Also that day we were able to get supplies from our warehouses on the road, things like tents and tarpaulins and warm clothes for people who had lost their homes. In addition, in the last few days, there's been a steady stream of aid coming from UNICEF, everything from kitchens in a box to enable people who've lost their homes to cook meals for their families, as well as more first aid and medical supplies, as well as dignity kits, things like soaps and towels and sanitary pads to keep people safe and healthy.
Ms. Mort says they hold particular concerns for children affected by the quake.
We cannot forget, however, that there are large numbers of children who are affected by this earthquake who are traumatised because they've lost loved ones, they've lost their home, and they're bewildered by what's happened. So UNICEF is establishing child-friendly spaces to help children process what's gone on and make them healthier and happier again.
The disaster has become a test of the ruling Taliban's capacity to govern and the international community's willingness to help. When the Taliban seized power in Afghanistan as the United States and its NATO allies were withdrawing their forces last August, foreign aid stopped practically overnight. A 50-bed emergency hospital is being set up in Khost Airport to provide emergency health services. Sharafuddin Muslim, the Taliban's Natural Disaster Management Deputy Minister, says the hospital has been set up with the help of overseas aid.
This emergency hospital is being set up for the injured victims of the earthquake in the Khost and Paktika provinces. This hospital has been built by the government of the UAE, and it has 50 beds. There will be Afghan and foreign doctors treating patients here.
UNICEF says there is a shortage of medical supplies to treat the injured, and families are concerned whether they will receive enough assistance. Alan Lee, SBS News.